Let's have another cup of Lipton tea.
Lipton tea and Lipton soup present Arthur Godfrey and his talent scout.
Yeah, it's Arthur Godfrey, your talent scout and tea. It's brought to you by Lipton, it's Lipton tea. You know it's Lipton tea, it's T-R-I-S-K. You know it's Arthur Godfrey when you hear them play.
Thank you, George Byrne and Peggy and the boys. This is the Arthur Godfrey in New York. Very circus week, huh? All new show, hurry, hurry, hurry. All new, yes. Well, this year they really have something new. I found it out. I hear that the trapeze girls in this year's circus are going to swing on a modern bar. It has a television set on it. You know, I've been wondering what happened to that lad. You remember him who used to throw an enormous iron ball in the air and catch it, you know, on his head? Catch it right on the top of his head, he did. And I'm wondering what happened to him, and I found out. He's perfectly all right. He's retired and in good shape, except that now he has to keep his vest unbuttoned in order to see where he's going. I'll tell you that. Circus is a wonderful thing. Doggone, it's so romantic. Did you know, honest, you know you can tell the status of a boy and girl, a man and woman, by watching them in their popcorn in the circus? Yeah. You see, if the boy buys the popcorn and gives it to the girl, that's their first date. That's very easy. See? If he buys it and they hold the bag together, you know, and each go in the bag, they're engaged. See? If he's married, he don't buy popcorn. He buys some. Anyway, it's Lipton soup and tea time, and time for the Talent Scout Show, and our first Talent Scout, who is, what's your name, sir, Mr.? Nathan Mann. How do you do, Mr. Mann? It's very nice to see you, sir. What do you do for a living?
I'm credit manager for the Ansonia Shoe Company.
Credit manager?
Well,
Ansonia, that's a woman's shoe.
Woman's shoe, that's right.
I was going to ask you for a credit card. It's no good for me, is it? Where's your store?
At 49 West 34th Street.
49 West 34th. Uh-huh. Tell me about women's shoes. Are they going up, going down, flat, high heels, what?
Well, they wear everything, but it seems that platforms are coming back again.
Platforms are coming back again.
Women find them more comfortable in things.
Mm-hmm. They like to be up there with it.
Up in here.
I like that, too. It hurts your back to bend over so much. No? You married?
Yes, I'm married.
Children?
Two boys.
Oh, good for you. How old are they?
Well, one is 20 and one is 14.
Oh, wonderful. You're going to school now and all that business, huh?
Yeah, I wonder.
Tell me, who'd you bring with you tonight? From the shoe business?
No, my son.
Oh, your son?
That's right.
He's 20-year-old one?
20-year-old one.
What's
right.
His name?
His name is Donald Mann.
Donald, and what's
that's
he do?
Right. He plays the marimba. He's a marimba.
Is that so? Right. That's a tough instrument to play. Whereabouts has he been doing this professionally?
Well, only recently he graduated from Juilliard, but he's played a lot at veterans' hospitals, army camps, and different hotels.
And he's already now for his professional career?
Awesome.
I hope we can start him tonight, Mr. Mann. Thanks ever so much. Awesome. It was nice to have you, sir. Let's have the Lipton spotlight on your son, Donald Mann. Donald Mann. Now, we'll have him back a little later for the reprise when we're going to ask you folk in the studio to choose a winner for us tonight. Meantime, before we bring out the next one, I have a little matter to attend to. One of the gentlemen from the agency arrived today to tell me that they found out that this business of tangle-proof lift and teabag strings is really a lot more helpful than it sounds. They say the folks are saying it in letters. And then he wrote a very brilliant line here. It says, they're singing along with us. They say that people say it's mighty frustrating when you're in a hurry to get just one tea bag that you reach in and pull out a small of 10 or 12 tea bags. Well, it can happen with Lipton tea, because Lipton tea bags are packed individually, each little tea bag with its own little string, carefully wrapped around it and tucked in under the flap, you see. Just like in long underwear, you know? They say this is a good point. And I can remember in my childhood when we lost the buttons, we did use this thing. So, Lipton tea with a famous brisk flavor, with a tea bag, the flavor that gives you a lift, has a little string wrapped around nicely and tucked in where it can't get all fouled up with the other strings. So for that reason, if for no other, I think you will be delighted with Lipton tea in the tea bag. Alongside of that, in addition to that, you'll find it's a brisk, wonderful beverage. Go get yourself a package thereof. Now let's have the next talent shot, shall we? Come on, you'll excuse me one moment. Come and sit down. And what is your name?
Patricia Colt.
Patricia Colt? Colt. What do you do for a living?
I work for outdoor advertising.
Outdoor advertising? Yes. Well, you mean you pose in bathing suits and things like that?
Oh, no.
What do you do?
I'm secretary to the assistant treasurer.
Oh, your company that does all this. I see. You're secretary to the assistant treasurer.
Okay.
What do you do with your spare time when you're not secretary?
Oh, I dance and bowl, sort of thing.
You have to, you know... Dance and bowl. Isn't there anything we can do sitting down, nice and quiet? Like, I don't have that much energy to waste, you know? If I have any, I'm sure not going to throw it away in a bowling alley. Tell me that... Miss Cole, suppose we move along to the talent department. I'm a little over the hill for you. Whom did you bring in?
Dick Edwards.
Dick Edwards? Okay. Where'd you find Dick?
Well, he's a singer. He used to be with Sammy Kay and Jimmy Lyons Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
He's appeared at the Town Club in Great Neck, Long Island, and the Surf Club in Virginia Beach.
Great Neck, Long Island, yeah. That's a great town. Thank you very much, my dear. Well, you all know about that, I see. You got some folks out there. Let's put him on right now and listen to your discovery, and it was very nice of you to come and bring him. Let's have the Lipton spotlight then on Dick Edwards.
With the day I can get underway and look for those castles in space. They call me a dreamer. Well, maybe I am, but I know that I'm burning to see.
Dick Edwards. Before I bring out the next scout, I want to say something to Nyla Mack. You all know Nyla Mack, don't you? Sure you do, on the radio. Bless your sweetheart. She found a clipping in the paper, and she's been carrying it around for some time. She says, this is what the clipping says. Springfield, Illinois, March 26, UP. Robert Schmidt sought a divorce today on the grounds that his wife, Myrtle, threw noodle soup on him, beat him with a pan, threw cold water on him, and locked him outside in the cold in his wet clothes. See, if it had been noodle soup, Lipton noodle soup, and she'd have poured hot water on him, you'd see what would have happened. I love this clipping that Nyla sent me. She says she's been carrying it around with her for a week. It looks like it, too. I think she's been carrying it around in her shoes. Well, let's get the next talent scout. It's Sally Locke. Sally Lott. Hello, Sally. Very nice to see you. Come and sit down and tell me what you do for a living.
Well, I work for an airline.
You work for an airline?
That's right.
What airline?
TWA.
TWA. That's Howard Hughes' outfit, isn't it?
Yes.
And what do you do? Are you a stewardess?
No, I'm a supervisor in telecom. I've got 20 girls in my department.
And the telecom machines, huh?
That's right.
Well, that's a very important thing. Weather and codes and all that business. All right. Well, it's nice to see you. Where do you work doing this?
At LaGuardia.
LaGuardia Field, huh?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Well, now tell us about the talent you brought us. Who is it and where did you find it?
I found him in the Sapphire Room in Jackson Heights.
The Sapphire Room in
That's
Jackson
right.
Heights. You know the Sapphire Room? I ought to get around a little bit. What's the Sapphire Room? What is it?
That's nightclub.
Oh, a nightclub. Oh. And that's nice, but I've just never been to a nightclub. Take me one day?
Oh,
sir. Will you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'd like to go with you. What'd you find there in the Sapphire Room?
Well, I found 3 XCIs. They're called the Tune Timers. They're a trio.
Tune Timers?
Tune Timers.
Tune Timers. And they're a trio. What's the instrumentation?
Well,
what do they play?
They play bass, electric guitar, and vibraharp.
And vibraharp, yes?
That's right.
That's one of the nice things about this program. We have a great deal of variety. We had a marimba a while ago. We don't have another marimba. This time we have a vibraharp, which is very much like it. How about this bass player here? I hear tell that he's a sort of a special teller.
Well, I guess he might be.
Yeah, I guess he might be. Yeah. What's his name?
Dick Wayne.
Dick Wayne, huh?
That's right.
All right, Dick Wayne, and the trio is called the Tune Timers, and they're going to play what, do you know?
Little Girl.
Little Girl. Dedicated to you, I'll bet you. Let's put them on, the Tune Timers.
First time that I saw you, as you were passing by, I knew my certain day to see. Then I made my mind up, you would soon know why. That's when I started thank you.
Tune-timers, and we have another talent scout for you. This lady is named Lamoury, Miss Lamoury.
Well, how do you do? How do you do?
How do you do?
What's
a very pretty outfit you have here. She has lovely blonde hair, and she's wearing a blue dress with gold... What do you call that stuff?
Chain.
Chain, right? Yes. Chain. I have to explain the colors. You see, on television, everything looks one or the other, in black and white or something.
Yeah.
Like. Tell me now, how do you pronounce your first name?
Valoris.
Valoris?
Valoris.
Valoris. Valoris. Valoris. You leave off the vowel, huh?
Yes.
Valoris. Valoris. Any of the kids ever fool with you about that name when you were little?
Well, yes.
Valoris, eh?
Yes.
Well, we won't go into what it sounds like. I know if I had it, what they'd call me. But, but it's very pretty, and it's going to fit you very well. Where do you come from, my dear?
Seattle, Washington.
Oh, way out yonder.
Oh, yes.
You get this show out there?
Yes, we listen to it very faithfully.
You get it on your television?
Well, I wasn't there when they had television yet, so I don't know if they do or not.
I wanted to ask you because I've been getting some complaints from out in St. Louis that the film that we put this on, or they put it on, by the time it gets out to St. Louis, is in very bad shape.
Well, I can imagine.
And they say that I look like, what's his name, you know?
Oh.
I'm sure our dear friends in St. Louis that I'm not taking that guy's part yet. Robert Page, you know Bob Page?
Not personally, no.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, he's a wonderful guy. He's the star of the picture The Green Promise. He called me just a little while ago before the show and says, out in Los Angeles, Archie, it looks good on film. It must be St. Louis. I know what it is. That's an NBC station in St. Louis.
Yeah.
To get back to you, Valoris, tell me, who did you bring?
My sister.
Your sister? What's
yes.
her name?
Valoris Lamoury.
Valoris Lamoury?
Yes.
Valoris and Valoris?
Yes.
Your mother must have been a romantic. She's been reading a beautiful book somewhere. Isn't that lovely? Valoris and Valoris. What's Valoris do?
She's a singer. She's a soprano.
A soprano?
Yes.
Well, what's your background?
Well, she did some USO and Red Cross work during the war, and she did some solo work in Othello last year with Toscanini conductor.
Is that so? Well, now, what's she going to sing for us tonight?
Smiling Through.
Smiling Through. All right. Thank you, Valoris. It was very sweet of you to come. Let's have the listening spotlight, Archie, on Valoris Lamoury.
Thank you.
Very limity, very limity. Now, before we get to the grand finale, I have another note from the gentleman of the agency. This one says that I have been referring every once in a while to this package of Lipton noodle soup mix as being tinfoil. The vice president in charge of making those packages came around here this afternoon to remind me that they are not made of tinfoil at all. They are made of aluminum. I know that you've been awaiting that information for some years. It makes a difference in the taste of the soup, you see, whether it's an aluminum or tinfoil. But regardless of what they put it up in, a diamond-studded pot, I don't care. It is excellent soup. He's very finest soup, this Lipton noodle soup. It comes in a aluminum, if you please, container, and it's perfectly dry. In fact, it looks just like a bunch of very tired-looking noodles when you look at it. You take a look at it sometime. You look inside of it. It looks like some noodles with a lot of sand in there, see? Or maybe paprika or something. Well, you dump this into a pot of boiling water, and in about 7 minutes, you come up with the most delicious soup you ever tasted in your life, and I'm not fooling it. Go get yourself there. It comes in the handy three-envelope package. What's handy about three envelopes? I don't know. They don't put it up in a 100-pound sack. That's just the same. Lipton noodle soup mix. It is very, very good. When you buy the Lipton seed, pick up some of this soup, too. Good stuff. Now let's get to the grand finale, and we're going to ask you here in the studio tonight to select the winner for us. You know how to do it. I showed you how this gadget works. The television audience will see one over there just like this meter. I have my pencil ready. And we'll ask the entertainers to come out in the order in which they appeared, and we'll register your applause here. Are you all ready? The first entertainer was the marimbic Donald Mann. I think you got that one. Then there was the soloist, Dick Edwards.
Oh, with great pain, with praise found the name. Oh.
All right, then the trio, the Tune Timers. And the soprano, Valerie Lemery.
There's a little brown road
over the sea. Well, they were all good acts tonight, weren't they, huh? Well, you picked one that really takes the cake. There's no doubt of it at all. The trio, the Tune Timers. The soloist over here, the bass player. Let me have the bass player over here. The bass player, yeah, the singer. Where is he? I got a couple of minutes here. The fellow that did the singing. Where is he? Come here, lad. Tell me, what is your name?
My name is Dick Wayne, Mr. Gladys.
Dick Wayne, huh? How long you been with this game? How long have you been together?
We've been together about 6 months.
Are you the leader?
No, it's a cooperative group.
It's a cooperative group, yes. Huh? And have you played always at this little place over there?
No, we've been around a couple of places before that.
You like the idea, huh?
Yes.
You look as though you're enjoying yourselves. I think that's why the people loved you so much tonight. How about coming on the Chesterfield show with us tomorrow and showing us some more of it, huh? Good luck to you, boys.
Thank
this
you.
Is time for good luck. Thank you, folks. And good night.
Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, developed by Irving Mansfield, is produced for Lipton Tea by Jack Carney.
What a soup! What a delicious soup! What a delicious, thrifty soup! Lipton's Noodle Soup. Yes, everybody loves that rich chicken broth, those golden egg noodles.
now enriched for even more nourishment and that wonderful, fresh, homemade flavor. And those handy envelopes of Lipton Noodle Soup Mix save you money two ways. They cost less, yet give you more than most canned soups. About 1.5 times as much. Get Lipton Noodle Soup tomorrow for sure. Tune in again next week to Arthur Godfrey's Silent Scout. Same time, same station. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.